they are comfortable to move him. And so I'm hoping that means that we have stabilized, you know, what you can with a leg injury like this. When the game resumes here, you know, the Screaming Eagles have got to figure out what to do here because they have now had three turnovers. Now, that fumble, you know, honestly, I'm speaking, they fumbled. The Warcats might have the ball. I don't know, actually, just because the injury kind of was a very immediate thing, so I never got to see how the refs called that. But either way, we will await that until he is safely been at it. All right, the Screaming Eagles have been given the go-ahead to come off their knees and come and wish their teammate good luck as the crowd is beginning to clap. Mung is being escorted. Thank you, Warcats. Thank you, Screaming Eagles. You've taken this seriously. EMTs will take it from here. They're good people. They do great work. So thank you to our hospital workers as well as they're escorted out. Now, both teams have taken an extended break as this injury is taking an extended time to deal with. So how they will bounce back is going to be very important for us. There's plenty of game. This is second quarter with 9 minutes and 51 seconds. Okay. I've just got the full update for Derek Bonga's injury. He broke his ankle. It is a broken ankle, and so that's going to be a long one, effectively ending his season. Derek Bonga is a junior, and so, you know, heal up, train hard, and we'll see you for your senior season. Man, don't like seeing season-ending injuries, but a broken ankle is definitely something that can be healed up good, strong, and as much as I don't like to hear it or talk about it, think about it, you know, we got to the bottom of it, and we can begin the path of recovery for that. Both teams have been granted some time by the refs to go to each other's end zones and do just a quick, almost basically the pregame warm-up. Because once again, each team has been on their knee for about almost 30 minutes, and thank the refs for that. So while the teams are getting warmed up, we're in the second quarter, let's kick it to another two-minute ad break.
Northwoods Community Credit Union, serving our local communities since 1953 with locations in Park Falls and Ashland, offering competitive rates and services to kids, teens, and to the big kids at heart. Our heart is in our communities. We're not just a credit union offering financial services. We're a family that cares about your family. Stop in today or check us out online at northwoodscu.com. Northwoods Community Credit Union is federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration, and membership eligibility is required. Doctors Leeson, Pinzel, and Kessinger are LPK Dental. For over 35 years, LPK Dental has given you lots of reasons to smile. From general dentistry to same-day crowns to Invisalign implants, root canal, Botox, and more. It's all state-of-the-art treatment and technology. They accept care credit, VA patients, new patients, emergency patients, and their own dental membership plan. See Facebook or make an appointment at lpkdental.com. Locations at 4th Avenue North and Park Falls and Oak Street in Woodruff. At LPK Dental, they will make you smile. You'll always score big when you shop at Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store. They have everything you'll need for your remodeling projects. The paint, the stain, the power tools, the plumbing supplies, yard and garden, plus items for your backyard birds, too. And they even have kitchen and laundry appliances, too. Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
Woodruff Appliance and TV doesn't want you to miss any big plays this sports season. They've got a great selection of large, state-of-the-art TVs. They've also got the knowledge to help you select the best TV for you and your family. They've got a great selection, and the prices can't be beat. Whatever the season, football, baseball, hockey, or hoops, they've got what you're looking for. Woodruff Appliance and TV, the experienced professionals for all your entertainment and kitchen appliance needs.
All right, welcome back to the game between the Birchwood Winter Warcats hosting the Shawangan Mercer Butternut Screaming Eagles. It's the second quarter, 9 minutes, 51 seconds on the clock. Wildcats are in the lead 6-0. We've had an extended delay as Derek Bonga took a run play up the middle, fumbled the ball because he broke his ankle. And so EMTs, coaching staffs, both sides have assisted in that, and he's been successfully escorted off the field on the stretcher and taken in the ambulance. And I'm watching it right now. They are driving away to take him to the hospital to get that all taken care of. If you think of Derek Bonga this week, pray for him. He's going to be going through it. Season's over, but he's still going to be on that sideline. I know he's a hard player. So we're going to be resuming ball here very quickly. Both teams are taking to the field. It looks like the Screaming Eagles are setting up to punt the ball. It's 4th and 6 in their own territory. The ball is placed at about the 21-yard line. All right. Refs have given the whistle. Go ahead to start the game. All right, high snap. Ball is punted high. It's kind of a short punt. Takes a lateral bounce, and number 83 for the Screaming Eagles, Nolan Neoff, grabs it to place the ball at about the 34-yard line. Reminder, this field is only 80 yards long, so the ball was not punted very far at all, and the Wildcats get to begin their offense in enemy territory. They're winning 6-0. 9 minutes and 41 seconds in the second quarter. Let's see what they got to do. All right. We have one wide receiver left. Tight end is on. Oh, here we go. They're all wide receiver on both sides. Quarterback and shotgun. Ball hiked. Looks left. He has to rush around. Oh, and he is sacked. Taken to the ground. He was pressured by Nolan Niehoff, but I think the credit sack is going to go to number 90, Luis Segura-Martel. He's able to finish the play. Good play. He looked right, looked left. He tried to roll out to get more time for the pass, but came under pressure and was sacked for about a 5-6 yard loss. We're looking at 2nd and 15. Wide receiver wide right, wide receiver left. Quarterback under center with one running back behind. Ball hiked. We have a false start on the Wildcats. That's going to move the ball back and make it 2nd and 20 with 8 minutes and 50 seconds on the clock in the second quarter. Eagles trailing by 6. Wildcats winning 6-0 as they have begun their offense. And they started in opponent enemy territory, but after a sack and a false start, they now are in their own territory at their own 35. All right, let's see their offense as they get set up. Tight formation. Everyone on the line except for one running back and the quarterback and shotgun. He calls motion. Wide receiver now wide left. Ball hiked. Fake handoff to fullback, the handoff to the running back right up the middle. He bounces off his guy to the left, and he's able to take it all the way down the hill. Then he goes right. He just absolutely torches the defense for a touchdown. What a run. That's a 45-yard rushing touchdown for the Wildcats. He fakes it off to the fullback, then runs it off the running back up the gut. He bounces off a guy, and then he just tears it up the center of the field for a touchdown. He got wheels. What a play. I think that was Landon Heisler with the carry and the touchdown. The score is now 12-0, 8 minutes in the second quarter. They're going for 2. Wide receiver one left takes the ball, looks right, looks left. There's no one there. Quarterback is swarmed, and he's sacked. 2-point conversion, no good. It is 12-0, 8 minutes on the clock in the second quarter. Wildcats are winning, and the Eagles got to dig themselves out of this hole. They've been making a lot of mistakes on offense, and so let's see what their answer is. The Screaming Eagles have got another burden to jump over, another hurdle to go over, as one of their teammates was seriously injured with a broken ankle not 5-10 minutes ago, and so they got to shake that off. They got a game to play, and but he's safe. He's good. He's at the hospital. He's being taken care of, and so they need to refocus up and get some points on the board and make this a game. All right. Both teams are getting on the field for the kickoff. Screaming Eagles are back to receive. Corbin Phelps is back to receive. All right, just waiting on the refs to give the whistle. There it is. And here we go. Ball is kicked. Here we go. Catch. He takes it up the center. He has a seam, and he's able to carry the ball to about the 25, 26-yard line. Good return. He received it at about the 5. So it was about a 20-yard return up the middle. Reminder, this is a 40-yard, this is an 80-yard field. So taking it to the 25 is pretty darn far. You're only 15 yards from center field. 7 minutes and 58 seconds in the second quarter. Wildcats are leading 12-0. Screaming Eagles offense begins first and 10 at the 26. Their own 26. Wide receivers, one wide receiver right, two running backs in the backfield, quarterback and shotgun. Ball hiked. He's looking. Throws it right for a quick pass, and oh, A.J. Morgan had one hand on it, but that's a man, if he caught that pass, I think the refs need to pause the game and see if he's got stick him. That would have been a difficult catch. Incomplete pass. Second and 10. 7 minutes and 44 seconds on the clock. Screaming Eagles, second and 10. Spread offense, three linemen, four receivers, quarterback and shotgun. Wildcats looks like they're just playing straight up. Man, they blitz up the center. Can Hudson get the ball out? He does, but the ball is thrown into the too low for Dalton Schmick to really make a catch on it. Even if he caught it, it was only a short game. That was a very good blitz by the Wildcats, forcing the ball to be thrown faster than the Eagles wanted it to be thrown. Third and 10. Third and 10, 7 minutes and 30 seconds in the second quarter. Eagles are trailing by 12, and they need to put some points on this board. All right, wide receiver right, two tight ends, and one running back. Quarterback shotgun takes the snap. Fakes the handoff, and is sacked. Sacked by number 25 of the Wildcats, which is Landon Heisler. They do a fake handoff, and he looked and wanted to look for a pass, but he's just taken down. Great defense. Wildcats are really applying pressure right now, and they're going to have to punt. Ball is at their own 20. Waiting for the refs to give the signal. They do. Ball's hiked. High snap. Gets it. Kicks it up high. Goes over midfield. Favorable bounce. And it goes out at about the 33-yard line. And it looks like the refs going to mark it the 33-yard line. Wildcats will be taking over on offense on their own 33. They are winning 12-0 with 6 minutes and 42 seconds left in the second quarter. As they are, they're moving fast. No ad break here. The Wildcats are getting ready to start their offense right now. They were able to score off a really big play. The guy tore it up the field for about a 45-yard run. Let's see if the Wildcats have the answer. Screaming Eagles got to put up a stop here. All right, tight formation, two running backs in the backfield, quarterback shotgun. Ball hiked, handoff, runs it right. He beats the outside guy, and then number 9 gets the tackle, taking him outside, Judah Johnson. Ball, about a 6-yard gain. Makes it about 2nd and 4, 2nd and 5, around there, depending on where the ball's spot. Either way, 2nd down. 2nd down, 6 minutes, 34, 7 seconds to go in the second quarter. Wide receivers wide on both sides. Quarterback to shotgun. Ball hiked. Oh, all-out blitz. He's able to hit him, and it's intercepted. What a great defensive play. Number 10, Carter Pettit, throws interception because he was under pressure. There was a big blitz that came in on the Eagles' side and just made him release the ball much quicker than he wanted to, and the ball floated, and the defender had all day to make a play on the ball, and he brings it down. It's a deep thrown ball, so instead of being at their own 33, he throws it. So the Eagles will start out their offense on their 25 after the big interception. Great defensive stop. maybe they can switch some momentum here and get some points on the board. Quarterback and shotgun, two wide receivers, one on each side. Wide receiver left comes in motion. Ball is, a quarterback keeps it, and he's following his blockers. And the number 25, I think that's Landon for the Wildcats, was able to reach up and tackle Hudson Hilgart with his, getting his feet. Great tackle, because if he kept going, he had the blockers. About second and nine. 6 minutes to go in the second quarter. Eagles are trailing by 12. They have 0 points, trailing by 12. Wide receivers on both sides, quarterback and shotgun. Motion from the left, coming to the right. Ball's handed off. Quarterback keeps and goes left, follows his blockers, and once again, a nice tackle at the feet. He's just not getting anything. I believe that tackle was made by number 11, which is Gunnar Gruhl. Great tackle. Gunnar Gruhl, 6'3", 225. You're not getting by him. Big kid. All right. We're looking at third and seven. One wide receiver right. Quarterback and shotgun. Ball hiked. He's looking for his receiver. Throws it right. Overthrows his running back. But number 55, great catch. But it just doesn't amount to anything. I mean, I'll be honest, he overthrew the running back on a little dish screen. But he literally one-handed tipped the ball to himself. But he just couldn't make anything of it, because by the time that Jeremiah Miguel caught it, the Warcats were able to swarm and bring him down. So it is now fourth down at their own 29-yard line, fourth and seven. Screaming Eagles getting ready to punt. 4 minutes and 45 seconds left. High snap. And not a good punt. They punted it about 8 yards. So Warcats have great field position again. They start in their own start in enemy territory as they look to take over with 4 minutes and 37 seconds on the clock. They are winning 12-0. All right. Screaming Eagles. They first quarter, they were kind of moving at will. Then they make a mistake here, have a penalty there. And now this quarter, they just can't move the ball at all. All right, Warcats got the signal to start. Quarterback under center. Everyone, tight formation. Ball handed off up the gut, and no gain. Number 32 takes the ball and is just absolutely stopped. Austin Jones was the ball carrier, and he couldn't get anywhere. Second down and 10 to go. No gain. They're at their own, they're enemy 35-yard line. They're in enemy territory. 4 minutes to go in the second quarter. Warcats are up 12-0. See what they can do with second and 10. Taking the time in the huddle. All right, here we go. Eagles, bring the blitz again, man. And every time you've gotten the quarterback to hurry up his throw, he floats it. Shotgun, looking right. They all out blitz him and just take him to the dirt. That's exactly what I was talking about. When the Warcats go back to pass, it just seems like their pass. Their pass protection is just not that good. That was like a 7 yard loss. Well, that's 6 yard loss. So third and 16 now, putting them really back in territory. Screaming Eagles have a lot more grass to work with now in defending to get this to a fourth down. 3 minutes and 20 seconds on the clock in the second quarter. Warcats are winning 12-0. Eagles are trying to get this ball back, put some points on the board. Before half. The Warcats receive it half, too. All right. Two wide receivers on the right side. Shotgun. No running back. They're doing some sort of shift. All right. Ball hike low. He gets it. Throws it deep. Number 25 makes a great catch. Number 11, Hudson Hilgart, had it pegged, but he turned his hips too quickly. And so 25 was able to get the ball. Landon Heiser, great catch. Wow. The quarterback for the Warcats, Carter Pettit, has really been floating the ball, and that is dangerous. Because if Hudson didn't turn his hips, he could have easily knocked that out or even picked it off again. But he turned too quickly, and then Landon was able to come up with it. They are now at the opponent 12-yard line. They take the ball, hand it up the middle. And he keeps it, bounces off a tackle, and is finally taken down at about the 5-yard line. Second Second and about three to go, four to go. 2 minutes, 23 seconds on the clock, second quarter. Warcats are up 12-0. Ideally, they want to run this clock down a little bit longer, try to score right before half and get the ball back. Second and five is what it's been officially marked as. Warcats have wide receiver left, quarterback under center, two running backs. Ball's hiked. It's a quarterback keep. He just runs it straight left all the way to the corner, and he makes it. Touchdown, Warcats. That brings the score up to 18-0 with less than a minute and 56 seconds on the clock in the second quarter. Warcats are getting ready to go for the two-point conversion. They're making a substitution right now for their two-point conversion package. Landon Heisler, who's put this Landon kid's been putting on a show tonight. Now, he was the one that connected on the big, deep throw. He caught it. Great catch. He never gave up on it because, you know, it looked like it was going to be deflected or picked, but he kept tracking the ball. All right, two-point conversion, spread offense, three receivers, one running back. Ball hiked. Oh, ball, it is basically sacked. The ball was fumbled, and then it recovered, but it's a two-point conversion, so all that happens is it is no good. All right, Screaming Eagles have a chance to take an offense here before half. They have 1 minute and 56 seconds in the second quarter. The score is 18-0, Warcats. When we come back after a quick 30-second break, we'll see what happens.
IAP Incorporated of Phillips is a complete manufacturing resource for fans, blowers, and dampers, from design to fabrication and delivery with ongoing service. They have over 50 years' experience in engineering and manufacturing industrial equipment and have been supporting our community's youth and high school sports since the early 1970s. Personal responsibility, production efficiencies, and rigorous checking assure high-quality products with lasting value. IAP foresees long-term success as they continue to operate with honesty, integrity, and spirit. It's a vision that extends beyond dollars to a way of working and living that brings pride to our community.
Welcome back. Screaming Eagles receive the kick, run it up the field all the way to about the 27-yard line, and luckily they fumbled as he went out of bounds because the ball bounced out of bounds and the Eagles get to retain possession. Man, they have a fumbling issue. Screaming Eagles need to secure the ball because the ball's been squeaking out quite a few times tonight. All right, 1 minute and 46 seconds left in the second quarter. Warcats receive, so the Screaming Eagles need to make this offense work to put some points on the board. They're trailing by 18 points. All right, we have a penalty on the field. Everyone's pointing at everybody, so we'll find out what the call is. That is a false start. Yep, false start offense. It's always funny to see that because the offense, they get up, they'll point to the defense like it's encroachment, but it's like, no one touched. That's a false start. Man, so they move the ball 5 yards back. Ball's now placed at about the 21-yard line. They have a lot of field to go. All right, Eagles, first and 15. 1 minute and 46 seconds left. The wide receiver right, quarterback in shotgun. Here we go. Five linemen. Ball's hiked. Quarterback keeps it on a sweep right. Has blockers. Able to beat the corner a little bit and for about a 3 yard gain in that vicinity, depending on the ref's spotting. Ran out of bounds. So that is now 1 minute and 33 seconds. So it'll be second and about 13. Trailing by 18, Screaming Eagles are trying to put some points on the board here. Wide receiver right. Two running backs lined up behind the quarterback in shotgun. Ball hiked. Handoff left. Takes the pitch. Hits a guy. All right, that was a run play. Clock is running. 1 minute, 25 seconds. The clock is running in the second quarter. They're making a substitution. It is third down and about three to go. Seven to go. It was a 3 yard run. All right. Screaming Eagles got to get going. There's 1 minute left in this half. And they got 0 points trying to put an offense together. All right. Wide receiver right. Five linemen. Ball hiked. Quarterback keep. Beats his guy up the field. He's got room to run, and he takes it for a first down out of bounds on the right side past the midfield. And so he'll be placed. Oh, we have a penalty after the play. I wonder what happened there. Oh, we have an unsportsmanlike conduct called on the Warcats by number 25 at the end of the run. So that's just going to be tacked on even more. And that was a first down run by Hudson Hilgard. I don't know if it was a late hit or taunting. I don't know what it was. Either way, it was a penalty. It was right in front of the ref. So if you're going to do anything, you've got to be a little bit smarter than that. Or just, don't do it at all. That's probably a better way to do it, either way. Eagles are putting together a drive now. They have 45 seconds on the clock. They're trailing by 18-0. First and 10. The ball has been officially placed at the 27-yard line. All right. Spread offense, four wide receivers, quarterback, and shotgun. Waiting for the ref's whistle. There it is. Ball hiked. Looks right, looks left, throws it for the end zone. He's open. Oh, he almost caught it. He had it. He dropped it. Oh, that was in the end zone. He beat his guy, Corbin Phelps. You got to come down with that, man. It was right there in your breadbasket. It was a little weird. Over-the-shoulder catches are always difficult. But he had an opportunity, and you can't drop those when you're losing by 18. 40 seconds of the clock, second and 10. Great play design. You love to see it. Even though it failed, it's like that was, yeah, he was open, great pass, just had to make the catch. All right, second and 10, five linemen, one wide receiver right, quarterback and shotgun. Ball snapped, fake handoff left for the sweep. Instead of trying to beat the guy to the corner, he just kind of takes it up and hits the guy for a 3-yard gain. Timeout, Screaming Eagles, 30 seconds. Left on the clock in the second quarter. We'll be taking a 30-second ad break as the Screaming Eagles are trying to put points on the board.
Our communities are at the center of our efforts moving forward. You'll see the Forward Bank team at area events volunteering. Watch for them as they are reaching out, presenting donations, and signing up charities to participate in our unique charitable money market account program. We connect our customers to the local charities that matter to you most. Visit www.forward.bank for more information or stop in and ask our team how you can help make a difference. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
There. All right, welcome back. Timeout has been completed. There's been a clock correction. There's 32.8 seconds left in the second quarter. Screaming Eagles are looking for their first points on the board as they trail by 18. Third and 7. Here we go. Wide receiver left, quarterback and shotgun. Two wide receivers left. Number 26 comes in motion. Ball's hiked. Hudson's looking for a spot, can't find it, and he is just taken to the dirt. He was looking for his receiver who might have been open if there was enough time for the route, but there was not. So we have a timeout again on the Screaming Eagles side. Ball, he was sacked for a big loss. So instead of it being third and 7, it is now fourth and 12, with 22.5 seconds left on the clock. Warcats are leading by 18-0. The Screaming Eagles have one chance to get some points on the board. If they only have one timeout left, they have to go 29 yards to get to this end zone. It's fourth and long, and even if you get a first down, you only have one timeout left. So you're really only got one or two shots here before halftime. And Warcats received the ball at half. So if you don't get points here, it goes right back into Warcats' hands before halftime. All right. Man, the Warcats have really done a good job tonight. Of the first two drives that were against the Warcats today, they just gave up yards, but they were able to hold them at the end. Now they've just absolutely stifled the Screaming Eagles tonight. We might get a play here or there, but really they're not producing. But here we go. This is the chance. Three wide receivers, two left, one right. Ball hiked. He's looking for an open guy. He's got it, and he overthrows him. Even with the receiver jumping for the ball, he can't reach for that. That's a turnover on downs. Receiver had the route run and had an opportunity to catch it. However, I don't know if he was past the first down marker. Either way, it's now Warcats ball with 17.6 seconds left in the second quarter right before half. They're winning 18-0, first and 10 taking over and on their own 28-yard line. All right. Quarterback under center, wide receivers on both sides. Ball hike, hand off up the gut, and just swallowed up and taken for a tackle for loss. Timeout, Warcats, with 10 seconds left in the second quarter. I thought the Warcats would just kind of run off the clock and take their ball back, but it looks like they got three timeouts to work with, and I think they're just trying to fish for a big play here. Why not? They've had some big plays. They had that big gash run for a touchdown for 45 yards. They had a big pass play for about 40 yards. So, I mean, if you're getting big plays, why not fish for it? So let's see what they can do. They got 10 seconds left in the second quarter with two timeouts to work with. Second and 13 as they are winning 18-0. Warcats have really played a good game today. They've had a few interceptions and a floated ball, but they've really been fighting back. Good defense and big, big explosive plays. Seems like they can't move the ball, and bam, touchdown. All right. Wide receiver left, quarterback under center. Ball hiked, fake handoff, looking right. Throws it deep to number 12. He's got his guy, and it's almost picked off. That might have been the coolest interception I've ever seen if he actually picked it off. But that ball had a really good chance of being completed. It was really well thrown. It's just Hudson Hilgard made a great job of breaking that up. 2 minutes and 3 seconds, 2.3 seconds left on the clock in the second quarter. This is it. Last play, third and, 13 still. They're winning 18-0. So let's see. Here we go. Surprised that Screaming Eagles aren't playing a little prevent here. As much as I hate that defense, two seconds left, right? All right. This is a weird formation as we have four receivers spread, but two of them are in the backfield. It's a double reverse handoff in the backfield that gets absolutely blown up. So there it is. End of half as the Warcats are winning 18-0 as they go to half with the Warcats ready to receive. We're going to kick to a two-minute break before I come back and break down the first half.
Ogwin Home Furnishings is proud to be part of the Park Falls and Ashland communities and wishes all area high school athletes the best in their sporting endeavors. You're all winners, on and off the court, on and off the field, and on and off the course. So Ogwin Home Furnishings helps bring you the sports broadcast. And whether win or lose, we are in your corner with a full showroom filled with a variety of furniture, including sectionals, sofas, love seats, up north style furniture, as well as bedroom sets and dining room set. Mattresses with two-sided options, plus over 50 recliners to choose from. So Ogwin Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street in Ashland, Wisconsin.
Heckman Auction, heck yeah. Want to beat inflation? Buy at online auction. The advantages are you help your local community members, the money stays local, and there are great deals. You can also buy many items at one place. Download our app or go to heckmanauction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah. Heckman Auction, heck yeah. Looking for entertainment in the Northwoods? Try bidding online at heckmanauction.com. It's fun, it's fast, and you can help your fellow community members. Download our app on your mobile device or go to heckmanauction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah, boys.
You've built a business to be proud of. It provides for your family, employees, and your community. Shouldn't you protect this valuable asset? At Forward Insurance, we have a full line of commercial insurance options to meet your needs. Stop in to see one of the experienced hometown agents to hear more about the benefits of moving forward together, or visit online at www.forward.bank/insurance. Conveniently located in Park Falls and Phillips. Jeff Haken and Roofing, the most experienced roofing company in the area, specializing in steel and shingled roofs. Materials are sourced locally and they take pride in their work. Quality is their number one goal. Insured and estimates are free. Check out the website, jeffhakenandroofing.com. That's H-E-I-K-K-I-N-E-N. jeffhakenandroofing.com. Or call or text 715-820-2880. Jeff Haken and Roofing, a proud supporter of local sports. Northwoods Community Credit Union, serving our local communities since 1953 with locations in Park Falls and Ashland, offering competitive rates and services to kids, teens, and to the big kids at heart. Our heart is in our communities. We're not just a credit union offering financial services. We're a family that cares about your family. Stop in today or check us out online at northwoodscu.com. Northwoods Community Credit Union is federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration, and membership eligibility is required. Doctors Leeson, Pinzel, and Kessinger are LPK Dental. For over 35 years, LPK Dental has given you lots of reasons to smile. From general dentistry to same-day crowns to Invisalign implants, root canal, Botox, and more. It's all state-of-the-art treatment and technology. They accept care credit, VA patients, new patients, emergency patients, and their own dental membership plan. See Facebook or make an appointment at lpkdental.com. Locations at 4th Avenue North in Park Falls and Oak Street in Woodruff. At LPK Dental, they will make you smile. You'll always score big when you shop at Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store. They have everything you'll need for your remodeling projects. The paint, the stain, the power tools, the plumbing supplies, yard and garden, plus items for your backyard birds, too. And they even have kitchen and laundry appliances, too. Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
Woodruff Appliance and TV doesn't want you to miss any big plays this sports season. They've got a great selection of large, state-of-the-art TVs. They've also got the knowledge to help you select the best TV for you and your family. They've got a great selection, and the prices can't be beat. Whatever the season, football, baseball, hockey, or hoops, they've got what you're looking for. Woodruff Appliance and TV, the experienced professionals for all your entertainment and kitchen appliance needs.
IAP Incorporated of Phillips is a complete manufacturing resource for fans, blowers, and dampers, from design to fabrication and delivery with ongoing service. They have over 50 years' experience in engineering and manufacturing industrial equipment and have been supporting our community's youth and high school sports since the early 1970s. Personal responsibility, production efficiencies, and rigorous checking assure high-quality products with lasting value. IAP foresees long-term success as they continue to operate with honesty, integrity, and spirit. It's a vision that extends beyond dollars to a way of working and living that brings pride to our community.
All right, welcome back to the game, where the Birchwood Winter Warcats are hosting the Schwamigan Mercer Butternut Screaming Eagles. If you're just joining us, it's halftime, about 5-6 minutes left of halftime before the game resumes. The Warcats will be receiving the ball going into the third quarter. The Warcats are winning 18-0 as the Screaming Eagles have just not been able to take advantage of some big opportunities that they've had. The game started out very much, it seemed like the Screaming Eagles were just moving at will. every play worked. Every play went for first downs. And then when they got into the red zone, they just couldn't. They just couldn't do it. Turnover on downs. And from there, we just had some fumbles. We just had some interceptions on both sides. And it just seems like the Screaming Eagles have got, they've got these plays that have been working until they don't. And that's like, I know that's not the best analysis of all time, but, you know, just watching this game, you're just like, man, you know, they'll do a spread offense, and then they'll run it, and they'll do a drag route to A.J. Morgan. They'll get, you know, 10 yards, and they run it again, he gets sacked, right? It's just like, you know, you don't really know the difference between the play, even though there was no blitz, or they're fumbling the ball. They've had they had a penalty deep in their own end zone once, and so they've just pushed it back, made it hard. And the Warcats are giving them opportunities, okay? I'd like to, you know, Carter Pettit, their quarterback, you know, I'm wondering if he's a pastor, because he's just throwing up prayers when it comes to the ball. You know, he goes back to pass, and he'll launch it, and he'll throw it up so high with such a high arc that the defenders just have all day to make a play on it, okay? And it's actually led to multiple interceptions. And there's been a few other ones that should have been interceptions or a drop, but, you know, one of those ropes that he threw, the cornerback, I believe it was Hudson Hilgart for the Screaming Eagles, turned his hips too early, and so he had to backpedal on it. And because of that, Landon Heisler, we'll get to Landon. He's having a great game. Landon Heisler makes an incredible catch that just absolutely stretched the field and set up for the Warcats to go up 18-0. You know, Landon Heisler is just, let's talk about him for the Warcats right now. He's 5'11", 200 pounds, and he's listed here as a running back linebacker, senior, okay? Man, this team's going to miss him next year, because Landon Heisler, let me tell you, not only did he have that big catch that helped set up to go up 18-0, the score before when they were winning 6-0, you know, they're in their own side of the field. They haven't been able, they punted like two or three times in a row. They just couldn't get anything rolling. And then it's just a regular run up the gut, right? Hands it off. He bounces off a guy left, keeps running it up the field, and then he just sees a lane, and he kicks on the afterburners, and he torches the defenders, and he passes them all, and he's got a 5-yard lead on them by the time he hits the end of the end zone. That guy's got some wheels. And so Landon Heisler, he has had a great game so far, a great first half. And if you are the Warcats coming into the second half, the game plan needs to be around him. It absolutely does. Both passing and running. Or not passing, sorry, receiving and running. Get the ball in his hands, okay? This guy is a difference maker, and he's just been making some big plays. On the Screaming Eagles side, you know, you look at 18-0, right, and you're thinking, man, I would say their defense has been playing pretty darn good, okay? We have had multiple interceptions, multiple sacks, multiple tackles for loss. It's just they've given up two huge plays that flipped the field, two of them. They had a short field on the first score. They had that one run that just went right, you know, 45-yard run for a touchdown. And then they had that big pass play where if the cornerback just ran with the receiver a little bit longer, it would have been another pick. Like, it's just these big plays that the Warcats have been getting. And to their credit, they are capitalizing on those big plays, right? And so Screaming Eagles, they got a question they have to ask. What do we do going forward, okay? Because I just think that my personal opinion, as someone that's been watching the Screaming Eagles this season, is that the ball needs to be in A.J. Morgan's hands more, okay? Big kid, right? He is 6'3", 195. He's our tight end. He winds up as receiver. He blocks. He's had the ball a few times, but I just think that he is the key that will unlock the door to a big drive and what that looks like, as well as, you know, Corbin Phelps. That guy's quick. You know, Corbin Phelps, oh, the score should be 18-6 at least, right? Depending on 2-point conversion if they would have got it. This hypothetical fantasy land that I have in my head. But Corbin Phelps had a catch in the end zone. It was a great play design. He runs up the right side, gets separation. He beat his cornerback, and now all he's got to do is catch the ball in the touchdown. And the ball hit him, very catchable, and he dropped it. Drops happen, but when you're trailing, oh, man, you need to make the most of every opportunity. So Corbin is a great athlete, one of our seniors. I think run that play again, whether it's on your side of the field or not. But I think the Screaming Eagles have had good separation on their wide receivers. Now, the Screaming Eagles in their run game, it's been hot, cold. It just seems like sometimes they get nothing, and then sometimes they'll get like a 15-yard gain out of nowhere. It looks like the Screaming Eagles running backs and quarterbacks have been lowering their shoulders to try to beat a hit rather than trying to wheel around the corner for an extra yard or two, even though they got plenty of field to work with as they take their sweeps and their pitches right and left. It seems like they're cutting them in with no blocker instead of just continuing to run it to the outside. So that's my analysis of both teams. Warcats are up 18-0 as the third quarter is about to begin with the Warcats receiving the ball. Right now, the Shawmigan Screaming Eagles are getting ready to kick. They're just waiting on the ref's whistle to get ready to start the second half. All right. There's the whistle. And boom, second half is officially started. Short kick, recovered at the 20-yard line to number 11. And he is swallowed up as he carries the ball for about 11 yards. That's a great by Gunnar Gruhl, our senior, 6'3", 225. Have fun tackling that kid. My goodness. I'm a big guy, you know, at 6 foot. But, man, looking at a senior in high school, taller than me, man, I'd be intimidated. So the Warcats begin their offense at the 31-yard line, 18-0, as they're going to try to push this game even further out of reach for the Eagles. So they begin at the 31-yard line. They have wide receiver left, two wide receivers right, quarterback and shotgun. Running back in motion to the right, ball hiked low. He gets it. He's looking. Under pressure, he's hit. And, oh, the running back, is another floated ball in the center of the field. Like I said, he's throwing up prayers. And the receiver made a great job of coming back to the ball and knocking it to the ground. So instead of it being picked off, it is now 2nd and 10. Great pressure by the Screaming Eagles on their first defensive play of the third of the second half. Second half just started. If you're joining us, 11 minutes and 45 seconds on the clock. Warcats are winning 18-0 as they begin their drive with an incomplete pass. 30 at the 30-yard line. Reminder, this is a 80-yard field. So they have from the 30, they have 50 yards to go from their 30-yard line. All right. Three wide receivers right. Ball hiked, looking right. Throws it to a quick out on there. He is able to break the tackle there. Spins around, takes it up the sideline for about an 8-yard gain. Number 12, the receiver, Lucas again, was able to take the curl route, beat his guy on a spin move, and then take the ball up the field for a good gain. Great effort by the receiver. Takes a kind of a stinger tackle to the side, so he's on the sideline kind of walking it off. Looks like he's cramping, but he was able to get up immediately and kind of run to the side of the field. So, thank you. All right. Third down. Third and four. Wide receiver right. Quarterback under center. Pitch left, kind of an awkward pitch, and the Eagles are able to get into the backfield really quickly and take him down for a big tackle for loss, a 5-yard loss. We're looking at it now. Instead of it third and four, it's going to be 4th and 8. With 10 minutes and 30 seconds in the third quarter, the Eagles have forced this to 4th down. The Warcats are on their own territories. So they're getting ready to punt. They are winning 18-0 as the Eagles will be ready to receive the punt. Corbin Phelps back to receive. Weird pass. It's a fake punt. The ball's pass completed. And, it's going to be short of the first down. Great. Oh, that was a great fake opportunity. A good pass, good catch. you know, but there's a penalty on the flag, or penalty on the flag, wow, penalty on the field, the flag thrown. Man, there's a lot of things that happen all at the same time. Kind of jumbled myself up. Either way, it looks like that was a penalty on the Warcats. All right. Now, legal formation. I think that's what that is. And they declined. So it is now first and 10. Screaming Eagles ball. They get the ball right at midfield. They're right at the 40-yard line. They have wide receiver right and left, quarterback and shotgun. Quarterback in motion. Hudson keeps the ball, runs it up the gut. We're about a 3-4 yard gain right in there. 10 minutes just passed in the third quarter. Screaming Eagles are now in enemy territory at the 36-yard line. Second and 6. Looks like Screaming Eagles had traveled well today, as I've been hearing a lot of cheers for the away team. So thank you all who traveled tonight. Wide receiver left and right, quarterback shotgun. Ball hiked, he's looking right, looks left, looking through progressions, looks back right, he's going right, throws it, guy's open, oh, and he leads him just too far. Dalton Schmidt was diving for the ball, wasn't able to bring it in. Hudson had a nice rollout there, had the time. He tries to throw a dart, but he just threw it a little bit too far ahead of him. Now 3rd and 6. All right, 9 minutes, 25 seconds on the clock. Screaming Eagles trail by 18, as they are in enemy territory trying to put their first points on the board. Wide receiver left, everyone in the, there we go, ball hike, handoff in the middle. Oh, it was a reverse left, totally faked me out, right to A.J. Morgan. He takes the ball. What an incredible effort. From my view, that's a first down. Are the refs going to give it to him? Let's see where they mark it. That looks like a first down. Oh, come on, ref. Yeah, they're calling first down. They're not going to measure. Yeah, that was a good. A.J. Morgan got the ball off a fake reverse, totally faked me out, and then he ran it outside. And instead of hitting the guy like he was in the first quarter, he tried to run it outside, got to the sideline, and then drug two or three people with him to the first down marker and got it. What an effort. First down. All right. One wide receiver right, ball and shotgun. Hudson keeps the ball, sweeps it right. But follow his blockers. He's just got his hand on his blocker. He's pushing forward. And what a run. I love runs like that. That's football, where the quarterback's not trying to outplay anybody. He just put his hand on his blocker's back, and he just followed him for about a 6-yard gain on the right side of the field. 2nd and 4, as they are now at the 24-yard line, enemy territory, getting close to enter the red zone. All right. Here we go. Wide receiver right, quarterback in shotgun. Ball's hiked. Hand off to the running back up the middle. Great penetration by number 77 of the Warcats. That's Charles Rettman, and was able to blow up the run play before any steam got going. Looked like no gain on the play, so we're looking at 3rd and 4. 3rd and 4. 8 minutes and 20 seconds on the clock. Screaming Eagles are trailing by 18. They have 0 points, trying to get this score on the board. It's 3rd and 4. They're driving. They got a turnover on downs off a fake punt, and here we go. Wide receiver left, wide receiver right. Wide receiver right comes in motion. It's a handoff. It's a double reverse to Corbin Phelps, who takes it up the field, breaks the tackle, Oh, he almost broke the tackle, but the defender was able to push him out of bounds. First down. If you've been listening to me this season, I do not like the double reverse. It does not work very often, and it finally worked today. So, I mean, I still don't like the play, but you know what? It works, so we take it. All right. 1st and 10 at the opponent's 12-yard line. The Screaming Eagles have 5 linemen, wide receiver right. Ball shotgun. Ball hiked. Hand off up the gut. He takes it. Breaks the tackle. Can he take it up to the goal line? And it's all the way up to the, whoa, man, like the 1-foot-yard line. That's just right up the gut football. Number 55, Jeremiah Miguel, senior, 5'7", 144. He was he just kind of, every person that came onto him, he was using his arm to kind of swat their hands away. Good run. All right. First and goal. 7 minutes and 40 seconds on the clock. The Eagles are trying to get their first score of the game. They're trailing by 18. Wide receiver left, everyone else in the center. Quarterback and shotgun with two running backs. Ball hiked. He hands it off to number 9 up the field, and that's a touchdown. Touchdown, Judah Johnson. Screaming Eagles are now on the board. They have now shaved off some of this lead that they are or shaved off from coming from behind. They have now have 6 on the board. Score is 18-6. Warcats are leading as the Screaming Eagles are getting ready to go for it for 2. All right. Wide receiver left. Tight end as a part of the line on the right side with A.J. Morgan. Quarterback shotgun. Ball hiked. He keeps it. He's got nobody in front of him, and it's good. Score is now 18-8. 7 minutes and 29 seconds in the third quarter. Eagles are on the board. Great offense. They were able to make almost everything work. Wow, that was a great drive. They needed that to breathe life into this team. And for those that are joining us, the first half was deflating, not just because they were trailing 18-0, but because one of their starters, Derek Manga, broke his ankle and was carted off in an ambulance as he is, I've gotten reported, he is on his way back to Park Falls. Well, he'd already be there now. But the Eagles are rallying and trying to bring this game back into a winnable position. Warcats still ahead. They're winning 18-8 as they're getting ready to receive the ball. 7 minutes and 30 seconds in the third quarter. Eagles are getting ready to kick. Waiting for the refs to give the whistle. There we go. And boom, we have our kick. It's a low missile. Oh, kick is flubbed. All right, he gets the ball back. And, oh, he breaks all these tackles. Wow. What an effort by number 10. Carter Pettit, the starting quarterback. I'm not kidding when I said that kick was a missile. That thing came flying at him. Muffed it, was able to grab it, and then carried up the field almost 15 yards. What looked like was going to be a big loss on the kick turned into a pretty good kick return. They get to start their offense at the 35-yard line. Warcats are winning 18-8, 7 minutes and 20 seconds in the third quarter. They're going to try to score here to kind of keep that cushion lead that they've had and developed in the first half. All right. Tight formation, quarterback and shotgun with two running backs. Ball's hiked. A handoff left. Oh, he takes it right, though, and he trips. He didn't have anyone on him, and, man, he probably could have been able to lower his shoulder or try to break a tackle, but he runs forward for a gain of about 4 yards. He's going to be placed at about the 39-yard line. The running back, I don't know if he tripped on his own guy or his own feet, but still a gain. So 2nd and 6, very manageable. 6 minutes and 50 seconds in the third quarter. Warcats winning 18-8. All right. Warcats, wide receivers on both sides. No running backs. The line is totally, they got everyone on pass protection. Ball's low. He gets the snap. He's looking for his receiver. They got pressure coming in. There's 3 guys trying to chase on the quarterback. Oh, and he trips and falls when he's trying to make a play. Huge sack for a loss. Quarterback was trying to improvise, try to create some time to throw the ball, and he lost a good 15 yards on that. So the ball moved from about the 36-yard line to all the way back to the 24, so 12-yard loss. It is now 3rd and 21. All right, they're getting their offense set. Wide receivers on both sides with one running back next to him in shotgun. Looks like another pass protection play. Ball's muffed. Running back picks it up, and he's just taken down. Tackle for a loss. It's now 4th and even more. Depending on the spot here, we're going to have like a 4th and 24, it looks like. 4th and 23. All right. It looks like timeout was taken by the Warcats. As there's 5 minutes and 31 seconds in the third quarter, Warcats have 4th and 23. They win 18. They're winning 18-8. Let's take a 30-second ad break.
Our communities are at the center of our efforts moving forward you'll see the Forward Bank team at area events volunteering. Watch for them as they are reaching out, presenting donations, and signing up charities to participate in our unique charitable money market account program. We connect our customers to the local charities that matter.